what's your stock pick right now, Gary?
Oh, it's a good question. Looking at stock picks, so I actually, it's a strange one, but I would actually say gold is my stock pick. It's not really a stock, but it does trade on the local exchange. So we actually were buying for clients today, because believe it or not, I mean, there was one of the questions was, what do we think of gold miners at the moment? And obviously, gold miners, they all in sustaining costs are very, very good. So I mean, looking at something like AngloGold is potentially a way to go. Obviously, as the gold price lifts, just kind of with heightened risk with lower interest rates, that seems like the operating leverage that's going to come through in the miners is very, very good. But on the JSE, many people don't realize this, but you can actually buy and sell Krugerrands as well. So the ticker is KR. You can go on screen and you can actually buy a Krugerrand. At the moment, the CSDP is having a nightmare, obviously delivering them. So you'll probably only get your deliveries of your gold Krugerrands after the lockdown. But I like the idea. I like the idea in a situation here where there's obviously a lot of fear. There's serious concerns around what's going to have to be done to save the country from a fiscal and a monetary point of view. So if you're sitting on cash balances, honestly, I'd rather be sitting on Krugerrand balances at this stage. So it's a safe haven kind of play. If you look at the history, so you look at 2008, it took about 3 years for gold to peak after the global financial crisis. So it is high, and a lot of people say I'm shutting the door after the horse has bolted, but I still think that there's probably 2-3 years of decent returns in yellow metal.
Okay, one to look at there. In your books, Mark?
So my stock pick tonight is British American Tobacco. I would like to say before I start on that is that I agree with Gary on his gold pick there. I mean, we also are adding gold to our portfolios, and we normally buy GLD, which is the gold ETF. But I also think BTI is a good pick. I mean, they came out with a business update today at the same time as the AGM. I mean, they're still guiding for a revenue increase for the full year, kind of about 3% in pound terms. And their strategy of moving towards these new next generation products, which is the heat not burn product, vaping and kind of oral product, which is high nicotine and very low in tobacco, which is more healthy for the consumer. That seems to be going really well. And these are high margin products, and they're managing to kind of change the mix in their business slowly over time. So I think that they're going to have a revenue and earnings increase this year, which I think there are very few companies that are going to have the same thing to say. They probably will still maintain their dividend at a payout ratio of about 65%. And I don't think the stock is particularly expensive after it had the big correction a year ago when the FDA kind of was going after them.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined me on the line this evening. Stay safe. Of course, that Gary Boyson from Rand Swiss and Mark Dutoy from Oyster Catcher Investments as well. We take more of your stock-related questions next week. For now, have a good evening.